USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hosting a 9/11 commemoration at the State Department to mark the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The secretary saying even though what happened hurt the country, we came back together to fight back.
9/11 was, to understate, one of the darkest days in our history. But out of it also came these demonstrations of profound humanity, compassion, strength, and courage. Above all, it showed our remarkable resilience.
This as Senator Chuck Schumer is in Manhattan to discuss the 9/11 First Responder and Survivor Health Funding Correction Act, the Senate Majority Leader explaining the reason the bill needs to be passed.
The number of people sick and dying has greatly increased.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.